So we did the offense. Who are the three defensive players, non-star division, that need to step up for the Rams in 2022 to make another run back to the Super Bowl?
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. Click that subscribe button for me. Make sure you check out Locked On Rams on YouTube as well. My name is Travis Rogers. I am the host of Locked On Rams. I'm also the host of the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. Maybe you've heard it. If you have, you might have heard Travis and Sliwa too. 710 ESPN, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right there on that very same station, ESPN 710. Thanks for making us a part of what you do as a Rams fan on a regular basis. So earlier in the week, we talked about the three players on the offensive side of the ball, kind of non-star division, who I think the Rams are really going to have to get some performances from coming up in the upcoming season to try to make another run at the Super Bowl. Today, we're going to talk about the defensive side of the ball, kind of the same idea. We spend a lot of time talking about the stars, both on the offensive and defensive side. So pay a little more attention to maybe the guys that don't get as much attention, but certainly no less important than in some of the guys that you're going to see on the cover of magazines, or at least you would back when they had magazines, maybe on the front page of your laptop or the pictures on your phone or however you're consuming your news on a regular basis. Let's get right to it. Let's start with the defensive line. When you talk about the defensive line with the Rams, you're talking about Aaron Donald. This is the man who is not only the best player at his position, he might be the best player in the whole league. Not only might he be the best player in the whole league, we're getting into some really rarefied air when it comes to best defensive player of all time. That he's on that list, right? That when you think about the greatest defensive players that this league has ever seen, you think about guys like Lawrence Taylor. You think about guys like Reggie White, and quite honestly, Aaron Donald is in that category. Aaron Donald is somebody that has been multiple-time defensive player of the year and gets a whole bunch of attention. That being said, one of the things that Aaron Donald does that benefits his team is because he's so unbelievably difficult to deal with, because you can't block him one-on-one. You can barely contain him with a double team, that he is the focus of every offense that comes into play the Rams, that other guys have opportunities that maybe they might not get other places. That if you don't have an Aaron Donald on your team, and there are 31 teams that do not, then you can maybe try to block a guy one up here and there. That you can take, not that there aren't other great players in the league. You look at, you know, Myles Garrett and some of these other guys. They demand a ton of attention too. TJ Watt, JJ Watt. I mean, they're great players for sure. But I don't know if those guys do what Aaron Donald does, which is just free up so many other people for opportunities. And that brings us to the first guy that I want to talk about, Greg Gaines. Greg Gaines has played a little bit more in each of his seasons with the Rams. Last season, he played in all 17 games. And by the middle of the season, he was a regular part of what they did. Now, a big reason of why he was is Sebastian Joseph Day gets hurt, and here comes Greg Gaines, and he's getting a lot of snaps, and he's playing very well. He ends the season with 4.5 sacks, which from the position that he's in is a pretty darn good number. You heard, we talked about this on the pod maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator of the Rams, said that for his money, he thought that maybe the guy that played the best on Super Bowl Sunday was A'shaun Robinson. And part of it was because Aaron Donald gets so much attention. Von Miller's getting a lot of attention. Leonard Floyd is getting a lot of attention. And Robinson took advantage of that. Greg Gaines has taken advantage of a lot of that as well. That being said, he's got even more on his plate this year, because Sebastian Joseph Day might not have left town, but he did change teams. He's on the Chargers now. So this is an opportunity for him to really kind of take his game to another level, to really be the guy that isn't doing a good job filling in for somebody that's been hurt, but rather he's doing a good job because he's just a really good player. He's doing a good job because he's expected to be a good player. He's doing a good job because He's just the guy that is out there 17 games in a row, getting starts, making, playing a ton of snaps, doing everything you do. The expectations for somebody that's a fill-in are very different than the guy that's a starter. You know, we were talking about this on my radio show. We were talking about Kevin Durant and LeBron James. And as I'm recording this, Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets are down 2-0 to the Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And Kevin Durant has played poorly in both of the games. He was really bad in game two. And the question that a lot of us were talking about on my radio show was why does he not kind of get the same amount of heat that somebody like LeBron James would get if the Lakers, you know, and LeBron got a lot of heat this year too because the team was bad, but if the Lakers were down to a team 2-0 and LeBron James had been playing as poorly as Kevin Durant had played in those first two games, he'd be taking it on the chin. They'd be beating him up like crazy. The reason that LeBron James gets it differently than Kevin Durant is because LeBron James is considered one of the greatest players of all time. LeBron James isn't competing with Kevin Durant. LeBron James is competing with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, with Wilt Chamberlain, with Michael Jordan. Those are the guys that we talk about as the greatest basketball players of all time. That's who LeBron's getting compared to. Kevin Durant gets compared to other great players of his era. Kevin Durant is a deadlock cinch Hall of Famer, but there are just different rules for different guys. When you're in LeBron's category, if you have any sort of hiccup, you take it. You get criticized. If you're just a great player, you get a little bit of the leeway of, and look, it happens to everybody. Not everybody has a perfect night. And that's kind of where Kevin Durant is. To bring it back to Greg Gaines and what he is, there is a level of expectation that comes along with somebody that, hey, listen, he's not our starter. He's the guy that's filling in for Sebastian Joseph Day. You know, he just needs to hold the fort until the guys get back. He just, you know, wow, that's a pretty good play. You know, that's pretty nice for him to be able to step up and fill that role. That's kind of what it is, as opposed to, all right, we're going to need 4.5 sacks. Maybe we can get a little bit more than that. Maybe we're going to have a little bit more opportunity for you. And if you don't quite get to that spot again, it's looked at as, hey, you know, he's not quite giving us the same. And the production could be virtually identical, but the expectations that come along with it. So if he can find a way to elevate his game, if he can find a way to really lean on Aaron Donald and the attention that he draws, I think he's going to have an opportunity to not only have a very big season, but I think he will have an opportunity to really help the Rams because, look, they're going to block Aaron Donald first, second, third, fourth, fifth after every snap. They're going to figure out a way to block 99, and that means that everybody else on that defense has an opportunity to make some plays along the way. We're going to talk about another one of the guys that has an opportunity to step up like that as well coming up next. But not before we talk about Shady Rays, right? We're talking about sunglasses. Now, maybe you go big on your sunglasses. You've seen expensive sunglasses, $200 pairs of sunglasses some places, right? That's what you can get at Shady Rays, only not with that price tag, but all of the good stuff. Polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Also, something that you are not going to get anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. How about this? Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every pair. They're going to send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happened. I mean, let me say that again. You lose your sunglasses. You just do that thing. You leave them on top of your car as you're getting in. You have your coffee in one hand. You put your glasses up there and you drive away and you hear them crunch under your tires. They'll replace them. That's what they do. They send you a brand new pair no matter what. Give them a try. And if you don't love them, you pay nothing. It's as simple as that. Plus, 10 meals are donated to fight hunger in America when you shop with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, you can head on over to ShadyRays.com and use the code LOCKEDON to get 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season. 50% off two or more pair of Shady Rays sunglasses, backed by over 150,000 verified five-star reviews. And if you lose them, they replace them. Come on, man. Plus, I want to talk to you a little bit about Bet Online, right? How about this? You've been looking at these NBA odds. They're pretty remarkable how things change so incredibly quickly. So Devin Booker gets hurt, right? He misses a little bit of time, and the Suns go from plus 220 to plus 315. The Warriors, all of a sudden, who were at plus 700, they jump all the way up to plus 275, which means, you know, you got a little value on the Warriors if you got in a little bit earlier. The Celtics, they are going the wrong way. The Bucks are really going the wrong way as well. So these are all the numbers you can get at betonline.net. It is your number one source for all your sports betting stats and information. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, live betting, playoffs, esports, and more. Head on over to that website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. The NFL draft is here, and fans are dying to know who their team's going to take. Locked On and Odyssey present the ultimate NFL mock draft 2022. It's the biggest mock draft on the planet, featuring 70 Locked On local experts and Odyssey NFL insiders, Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora. There are over six episodes. The ultimate NFL mock draft is available now at the Locked On NFL podcast on Odyssey and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so the next guy on the list, the next guy that we need to step up for the Rams in 2022 if they're going to make another run back to the Super Bowl, non-star division. Now, kind of fudging this one a little bit here because I think he maybe is star adjacent. Now, when you think of the biggest names on the Rams defense, you're thinking of three guys that just jump right out at you, right? Obviously, Aaron Donald. We all know that one. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey. That's a no-brainer. These are two first-team All-Pro guys that have been doing this for a very long time, and they jump right to the front of your mind. Now that Bobby Wagner is a Ram as well, he's going to be number three on that list, just right there. You're talking first team, all pro, all defense, NFL, those three guys. This next guy is not that, but this next guy is a name that I do think you hear maybe more frequently than some others. For instance, we were just talking about Greg Gaines in a few minutes ago. This is probably a name that if you're maybe a slightly more casual football fan, you might know. Now, if you're listening to Locked On Rams, I would call you probably more than a casual Rams fan. Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd, I think, is at that point where he needs to take his game to another level. Leonard Floyd has been really good for the Rams since he came from Chicago. This was another great example of the Rams taking a player who maybe was undervalued somewhere else and really turned them in to a high-level NFL player. You know, we got a lot of that going on here in LA. There's the Dodgers. I don't know if there's anybody that does it better than the Dodgers do that. I think about some of the players that are on the Dodger roster right now, and not just on the roster, but guys that have made incredible impacts for the Dodgers. The Dodgers see a guy like Chris Taylor in the Seattle Mariner organization. Chris, think about how crazy this is. Chris Taylor couldn't get on the field on a regular basis for the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners have not been good since Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey were running around up there. The Seattle Mariners have not been a functioning Major League Baseball team for a while. They couldn't find Chris Taylor a place to play. Dodgers get him an all-star World Series champion, a guy that plays six, seven different positions for him on a regular basis, bats anywhere in the order, sometimes third, fourth, just an absolute stalwart to what the Dodgers do. Max Muncy was on the street. You could put him on any team in Major League Baseball. Dodgers say the A's, who have no good players anymore because they don't have any money. They drafted Max Muncy, and it doesn't work out, and then he's on the street, and they're done. Yeah, well, we'll take him. Yeah, we'll take Max Muncy. He's been a starting first baseman for them the last couple of years. Now he's kind of a second baseman, a third baseman, but batting in the middle of the order. The point of all this is that the Dodgers have realized that they have an organization where just because you don't think this dude can play doesn't mean he can't play. We'll take him. We'll bring him in, and we're going to get the best out of him. The Rams have done that as well, and Leonard Floyd is certainly one of those guys. Dante Fowler was, I want to say, I'm going by memory here. Don't bet the house on this, but I think this is right. Dante Fowler was the third pick in the draft for the Jacksonville Jaguars not that long ago. Doesn't really work out. The Rams go acquire him midseason a couple of years ago, and he plays really well for the Rams. He plays so well for them that the Atlanta Falcons give him a pretty nice deal to go play for them the last season, and it didn't work so well in Atlanta either. The Rams got the very best out of him. This is, I think, what we're talking about with Leonard Floyd, that you get a guy that you realize is either being used improperly or he's not being coached the right way, or he's in a system that doesn't quite fit what he does really well. And the Rams have gotten Floyd to be the guy that I think the Chicago Bears were hoping when they drafted him. That being said, he needs to go maybe to a step higher. Now, he's been really good, and if he can just stay where he is, that is certainly a very valuable contribution to what the Rams have done. But if he can take his game to another level, that offsets maybe the absence of Von Miller. That offsets the absence of maybe whoever the other guy that was going to go need to get some. He's going to get what he's going to get, Aaron Donald. Leonard Floyd is going to get what he gets. We talked about Greg Gaines a minute ago. He had 4.5 sacks last year as well. But, you know, maybe Bobby Wagner picks one up here and there. But if all of a sudden Leonard Floyd could add 10% to what he's doing, right? If all of a sudden just one or two more along the way, and all of a sudden, instead of just being a guy that is the complementary piece to Aaron Donald on the other side and keeping guys honest, if he can really clean up on that, that takes the Rams to a whole nother spot all over again. And again, it's not one of their star players. It's not Jalen Ramsey. It's not Bobby Wagner. It's not Aaron Donald. It's another one of those guys that, hey, look, we blocked Aaron Donald. We didn't throw the ball at Jalen Ramsey. Bobby Wagner was not a factor on this play, and our quarterback still got smashed. That's how you know you got a pretty good team. You're going to need those other guys to step up occasionally. And I think that Leonard Floyd is certainly one of the guys near the top of that list. We're going to come back with one more guy on that list that needs to maybe take his game to the next spot. And this one is a little more complicated than the other two. That's coming up next. Have I steered you wrong so far? Have I given you any bad advice? I certainly hope I haven't. And I know I haven't when it comes to telling you how you can stick to your nutrition goals, how you can stick to your fitness goals with Built Bars, right? I know how hard it is to eat right. I really, truly do. It's something that I struggle with in my own life on a regular basis. And having something like Built Bars that is easy, convenient, and most importantly, it tastes really good, makes this stuff so much easier to stick to a program and maybe get back on a program if you've fallen off a little bit. Here's how you do it. You go to built.com and scroll down to their macros chart, and you're going to see some numbers that maybe don't mean a whole lot to you, but let me explain something to you. 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. These are good numbers. Okay, these are the ones that you're looking for to make a good choice with a snack. If you compare that to something like a candy bar, you're talking about nearly double the calories. You're talking about maybe nearly 10 times the amount of sugar and dozens of net carbs. That's the stuff that makes you feel crummy. That's the stuff that makes you look maybe not so good. That's not going on at Built Bar. They're all about making sure that it tastes great. They make it taste delicious first, and then they figure out how to make it healthy. I don't know how they do it. They know how to do it, and you can reap all the benefits as well. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off of your order. But you got to use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Okay, so for the last guy that needs to kind of step up and take their game to a new place, if the Rams are going to be Super Bowl champions again, or at least get as close to it as they possibly can, make another run at it along the way, cheating here a little bit. I'm kind of throwing three guys in for one right here because I think one of these three is going to have to step into this role to really make this thing as good as it possibly can be. Now, they did it last year, I think, with, I don't want to say good luck. That's not what it was, but they did it without somebody that was having an extraordinary season along the way. I'm talking about the corner opposite Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, they're going to take some shots here and there. I saw Jalen Ramsey give up a big play a couple of times during the year, a couple of big times during the postseason. It happens. Mike Evans cooked him towards the end of the Tampa game, and that was a pretty big moment. We saw in the Super Bowl where he got face masked and stumbled, and you know, maybe not his fault, but big touchdown coming out of the half. That being said, he's going to take care of his business, and I'm not too worried about it. And I think opposing offenses are probably not really looking at trying Jalen Ramsey on a regular basis. So what does that mean? They're going to try the other guy on the other side. Whoever that other guy is needs to be ready. We've talked a lot about Robert Rochelle on this podcast, and I think that he's probably the guy that's going to get the first shot at this when they go to camp, and certainly when they break camp, I think he's going to be at the top of the depth chart. So I think he's the one, because you're going to think about Darius Williams 2 years ago. Darius Williams last year was okay, but the year before that, they weren't coming at Jalen Ramsey. They were going to go at the other side. Darius Williams cleaned up. Darius Williams had a bunch of interceptions, and he became a really nice NFL player. And as a result, he got paid this year. He's on a new team, and good for him. He got his money. Like I've said before, I'm never going to say anything about anybody else's money. Good for you. But that means there's an opportunity for whoever's going to step in there. And I think Robert Rochelle is probably the first guy to do that. If it's not him, I think David Long probably gets the second crack at it, which is another guy that was drafted kind of in the middle rounds and maybe given an opportunity to grab a starting role. We'll see how it goes. And if it's not one of those two guys, I think you have to go to some kind of combination, one or the other, of you draft a player for that position, you make a trade in training camp, maybe you acquire somebody that gets cut from another team. But whoever steps into that void in that other cornerback position, I think is going to have a lot on their plate. Now, it's about as good a plate as you want, because you know what you have to do. You know that you don't have to cover all day long. You know that your front is going to get home pretty quickly, pretty frequently. You know that the ball is coming your way a whole bunch during the regular season. Look, we saw it before, right? They're not going to go at Ramsey a million times again. They're going to try him occasionally. They're going to get him occasionally. But the ball's coming to your side of the field. You don't need to be perfect, but you just can't be the guy that when they break that huddle, they're looking for you. Where is he? Where is Robert Rochelle? Where is Robert Long? Where's that rookie that the Rams took in the fifth round? Where's the guy that the, you know, I'm making it up here, the Philadelphia Eagles cut at the end of training camp that's now starting for the Rams? Where's that guy? We're going to go at him over and over and over and over and over again. They're going to do it at the start. Who wouldn't, right? This is what the NFL, they test your rules. We're going to test your rules. We're going to see if you know what you're supposed to do. And if you don't, we're just going to hammer it over and over and over again. Will that person be ready? Whether it's Rochelle, whether it's Long, whether it's a draft, whether it's a trade, whether it's an acquisition after training camp in the summer. But whoever is on that side of the field needs to be ready to go. If all three of these guys, if Greg Gaines can play big next season, if Leonard Floyd can take his game from where it is right now to I think is good to very good, and if you get some production out of that other cornerback spot opposite of Jalen Ramsey, those three guys are going to put the Rams in a really good spot because you know Donald's going to do what he does. You know Bobby Wagner is highly motivated to have a great season. And Jalen Ramsey, well, maybe not exactly the player he was 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know if there's a better corner in the entire league than he is right now. Even at this point in his career, I still think I'd take him over anybody else. Those guys are going to be those guys. If those other players on the defense can step up and really take their games, and they don't have to go from C players to A-plus players. But if we're talking about C-plus players to B-minus players, B-minus to B players, that's the difference between having a good defense and having a great defense. And I think all three of those guys have an opportunity to do that. All right, thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bringing the NFL Draft, and they bring it to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Enjoy your weekend. We are back on Monday. It's draft week next week. Until then, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.